The Art of the Start 2.0, written by Guy Kawasaki and read by Sean Mangan. Find your sweet spot. If you have the answer to a simple question, the next step is to find a viable sweet spot in the market. Mark Coopersmith, co-author of The Other F Word, Failure, Wise Lessons for Breakthrough Innovation and Growth, and senior fellow at the Haas School of Business, helps entrepreneurs do this by using a Venn diagram with three factors. Expertise. This is the sum total of what you and your founders can do. Though you won't yet have a complete team, you must have a core of fundamental knowledge and ability to create something in order for a startup to start up. Opportunity. There are two kinds of opportunities, an existing market and a potential one. Either is okay, but do a reality check of the size of the market in the next few years. There's a reason people rob banks, not thrift stores. There are times, however, when there's no way to prove that an opportunity exists, and you just have to believe. Passion. This one is tricky, because it's not clear whether passion causes success or success causes passion. Everyone assumes the former is true, but let's be honest. It's easy to get excited about a business that takes off, so the latter may be true too. Still, success may take a long time, so you'd better at least not hate what you're doing. Don't get the impression that all three factors are necessary or even obvious at the start. If you have at least two of the factors, you can often develop the third if you try hard enough. Find soulmates. The next step is to find some soulmates to go on your adventure. Think Bilbo Baggins in The Fellowship of the Ring. However, people love the notion of the soul innovator. Thomas Edison, lightbulb. Steve Jobs, Macintosh. Henry Ford, Model T. Anita Roddick, The Body Shop. And Richard Branson, Virgin Airlines. It's wrong. Successful companies are usually started and become successful with the contributions of at least two soulmates. After the fact, people may recognize one founder as the innovator, but it takes a team to make a new venture work. To illustrate this concept, Derek Sievers, the founder of CD Baby, showed a video at the TED 2010 conference that starts with one person dancing alone in a field. A second person joins in, and then a third, and the crowd tips into a full-scale dance festival. According to Sievers, the first follower plays an important role because he brings credibility to the leader. Subsequent followers emulate the first follower, not only the leader. In his words, the first follower is what transforms the lone nut into a leader. And in a startup, that first follower is usually a co-founder.